Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
Sweet Baby James bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You like to listen? We got thousands of pieces of audio content you can, in categories, and by authors, by guest name, situated, categorized any way you can think of. If you like to read, we have thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. If you like to watch, there are hundreds of videos there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our good friend Paula Lovell. We're talking about guerrilla marketing. We're talking about really about writing your own book, publishing it yourself, and getting it out there. Paula, thanks again for hanging out with us. Paula is the president and the founder of Lovell Communications, Inc. out of Nashville, Tennessee, a great marketing PR firm. And that's Lovell.com. Is that right, Paula?
Yeah, it's Lovell.com. And let me say this. My email is Lovell@Lovell.com. And anyone who has any ideas we don't talk about on this show for that have worked for promoting their book, give me an email, because this is everybody's an expert here, because nobody is.
That's right. That's right.
Because everybody can do it.
I want to differentiate between, sometimes when people say self-published, you know, there was a time when that had a negative, a pejorative connotation, because, and they called it vanity press, meaning, yeah, you wrote a book and nobody would publish it, so you did it yourself. And you wind up with hundreds of books in your closet, right? In your garage. Well, the difference between vanity, and there still is vanity press, folks, but the difference between vanity press and being self-published is the first one publishes a book but doesn't sell them. The second one publishes a book and finds people who want to read them.
Well, and a lot of times vanity book is also maybe a history of your family.
It could be that. And those, they have their place. But if you want to write a book and use it to your advantage as a credential, as a thought leadership credential, or to make money. I mean, I've sold almost 100,000 copies of my first two books, and I made money on those, Paula. My books are a profit center for my business.
Well, and your books are evergreen, too. You know, business evergreen books are, because they're not just trendy, they have a lot more value.
So, folks, the thing is that, you know, this can be a profit center for you, too. But the thing is, you said something, Paula, I wanted to get back to. You said at the end of the last segment, you talked about finding people who want your book. Dan Poynter, who's my self-publishing guru, he wrote the book, literally wrote the book on this topic. He told me in 1998, the worst place in the world to sell a book that's not being highly promoted, like a Dan Brown book or something like that, or some big novel, the worst place to sell it is in a bookstore. Now, he said that in 98. Now, this guy sold millions of books of his own. He's written, I don't know how many dozens of books. But he says, find the people, and you said it yourself, find the people who want what you have to say and get close to them and offer them your book. What do you think?
And it's a lot easier to do that now than it was in 1998.
It was very difficult those days. But go ahead, tell us how this different these days.
Well, it's so first of all, in terms of finding the people, let's say you've written a legal thriller. There are associations of people who just read mysteries. There are informal groups of people and
communities.
Facebook groups and communities and chat rooms and all kinds of communities of people who just like to read a certain kind of thriller. And so you can find those and push information out to them. It's amazing how prolific book clubs are. We can say all day long that books are dying, but I don't know anybody who's not a member of a book club.
Yeah.
Everybody's in a book club, either an online one or a live book club. So there are book clubs in every community where you have your business that you can walk over to and say, hey, why don't you read my book? Here's a free copy. Get your other 10 people to buy one.
Mm-hmm.
Book signings are still great. But it takes
shoe leather and elbow grease.
It takes shoe leather. You got to walk over to the bookstore, hand them the book, give them a summary, tell them why you can fill the room with people, and give them a couple of good reviews, and then maybe they'll say, "Okay, yes, we'll have your book signing."
Every well-written book that finds its way into a receptive community becomes a worker bee. Then, once you get them out there, they start selling themselves, don't they?
Well, that's right. If it's a good book, it will, and it can be so frustrating. I'm going to try something new, and your audience may be interested in this. My young staff, you know, the great thing about having a small business is, you know, everybody, and my young staff, of course, is very, very digital marketing
right.
oriented.
Right. They're digital natives, aren't they?
That's right. So they've pointed out to me something new called Thunderclap. And this is where
Thunderclap, like the electrical charge thing.
Well, yes, but you do this on your computer.
Thing.
You create this through Facebook, and you get, say, let's say you pick the number 100, and you let's say you're going to launch your book on, Jim, let's say you're going to launch another book, and you're going to do it on November 1st.
Yeah,
you get 100 of your buddies through email to go into to their Facebook pages, and I might not get this exactly right.
Right.
So for those of people who created Thunderclap, you know,
right.
give me a little slack here, but I'm promoting it anyway. You get them to all agree to, and it's electronic.
Quickly,
they all at the same time put the same messages, and then on November 1st, it all blasts out, and then it hits their people. Who hit their Facebook
wow.
pages to pass on to their and it's an automatic huge explosion.
So it's like a flash mob on Facebook.
Yeah, good analogy.
That's what it sounds like. Oh, folks, I told you we'd have some fun and get some exciting stuff when Paula Lovell joined us. She's going to be back with us after these messages. We're going to talk some more about this. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.